Is an economic slowdown in China good or bad for the U.S.?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, HBO cancels its acclaimed show about horse racing after three horses die during production. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are mixed at the open this morning. The Dow down 16 points, about 0.1% at 13,177. The Nasdaq up 0.1%. S&P 500 exactly flat right now. More good news for the job market this morning. The government said the number of people applying for unemployment benefits dropped last week by 14,000 to 351,000. That is a four-year low. Meanwhile, prices at the wholesale level jumped by 0.4% in February. That's the most in 5 months, thanks to an increase in energy costs. Well, now to a story that's getting a lot of attention this morning. A respected analyst at J.P. Morgan in Hong Kong says China's economy is already experiencing a, quote, hard landing. And, of course, a slowdown in China could have big implications for our economy. The analyst says it's not a debate anymore. It's a fact. Adolfo Laurenti is deputy chief economist with Mesirow Financial, and he's with us live from Chicago to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Adolfo, do you agree that China's slowdown is really happening, that it's in full swing?
There is no question China is slowing down right now. I think it's in the eyes of the beholder to define a hard landing. According to that report, it's a 6% growth, which I would say for our standard would be very positive. But clearly, it's not the China growing the way it was until a couple of years ago. So something is happening in China, and we should pay very close attention.
And if that is happening, Adolfo, is that the kind of thing that could lower demand, bring down prices of things like gas here in this country? Could it actually help our economy?
Well, it's a double-edged sword. We always think about China as a source of export to the United States, but in reality, we also sell a lot of goods and services to China. So in that respect, the hard landing would not be a good news. Yes, energy prices would come down, commodity prices would come down, but we also have to keep in mind that unlike energy, commodities are just a small portion of the overall cost of our product. So the overall impact is not going to be as big as we may expect.
Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, those high gas prices prompted us to do an interview yesterday with a mechanic here in Los Angeles named Rebecca Flyshaker about some fuel efficiency tips. One of the things that she said was that using premium gas would get you better mileage in the long run. Well, many of you wrote to tell us that you disagreed with that advice, so we sent Marketplace's Sarah Gardner out to do a little fact checking.
Took me less than 2 minutes to find somebody filling up with premium. The first driver said her little BMW required it, so she had to pay the $4.56 per gallon price tag. Same story from Dale Ingram, who pulled in minutes later in his 2002 Porsche.
So yeah, we're at $69 for 15 gallons of gas. It's getting kind of crazy. I'm still kind of going, oh boy, am I really doing this?
But Consumer Reports' Jeff Bartlett says if your owner's manual doesn't say your car requires premium, even if it recommends premium, don't waste the 20 cents per gallon extra.
Premium gasoline has some theoretical benefits, but in the real world and in Consumer Reports testing, we haven't seen that played out.
Benefits like more horsepower, less wear on your engine, or better mileage.
After all, manufacturers are spending millions of dollars to eke out just one or two more miles per gallon for their vehicles. If all they had to do is tell you to choose a different nozzle at the gas station, they would.
But a lot of drivers in everyday cars still believe in the power of premium. The driver of a beat-up 94 Chrysler minivan insisted to me her van shifts gears more easily because of it. But at today's prices, she's sticking with regular. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. and by Reputation.com, offering patented protection for the online reputations of professionals and businesses, now including reputation assessments. Learn more at Reputation.com.
HBO is canceling its new horse racing show, Luck, starring Dustin Hoffman and Nick Nolte. It's not being canceled because of ratings. It's being canceled because three horses have died in production of the show. Marketplace's Gregory Warner reports.
The series was known for its raw look at the make-or-break world of thoroughbred racing. From the gamblers to the owners to the jockeys, every character seemed to be living on the edge of their ability.
This is sort of a zero-sum game. You either make way or you don't. You're on the horse, or you're not.
And this show is not anymore. After Outlaw Yodeler, then Mark Shadow, and finally a third racing horse died after injuries suffered on the set, HBO bowed to criticism and canceled the series. The final episode airs at the end of the month.
Well, I'm a little surprised that there were three deaths, because they've used the association that helps television production companies oversee animals being used for films and TV.
Ray Pollack is publisher of The Pollack Report, a blog about the thoroughbred industry. HBO claims its safety standards exceeded the standards you find on real racetracks. Pollack says thoroughbred racing is unique in that it has no national mandated standards. It's a state-by-state industry. I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally to Austin, Texas, where a weatherman named Albert Ramon stopped by a fourth-grade classroom to talk about his job. And his lecture was so riveting that a student wrote him a thank-you note of epic proportions. Here it is. Quote, "Dear Mr. Ramon, thank you for coming to our school and teaching us about the weather. Someday, when I become supreme ultra-lord of the universe, you will live in my 200-story castle where unicorn servants will feed you donuts off their horns." He continues, "You're more awesome than a monkey wearing a tuxedo made out of bacon riding a cyborg unicorn. And in case you didn't know, that's pretty dang sweet." End quote. In Los Angeles, looking for my donut-serving unicorn, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Big-time fashion designers have done budget brands for Target and H&M, and now Gap Kids.
I don't even have kids, but I always love when these brands do the collaborations with designers, because I feel like you get that designer feel, but it's like at affordable prices.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, dressing your toddler in Diane von Furstenberg, believe it or not. Get them while they're really young. Next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.